This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week. I'll have today's stories coming right up. Leroy, Kansas grower Todd Strickler recognizes the importance of using a seed treatment for early stand establishment to facilitate root structure.
I know with Poncho Votivo 2.0, we've seen an increase in the early vigor of the corn stands, increase in stalk diameter, bigger root system on the corn plants early in the season. And for our part of the world here in Kansas, early stand establishment is critical to growing a good crop.
And the benefit pays off with a healthier plant and a higher yield potential.
Poncho Votivo 2.0 in our trials has given us anywhere from 4 to 17 bushels per acre advantage, the average being around 10 bushels per acre, but we've been really pleased with the yield results we've got out of it.
That's our Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer. Always read and follow label instructions. The wintry precipitation has been continuing today. This time it's been from Wisconsin and Michigan down through Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. Traffic problems have accompanied the snow, and so have roof problems. A number of barn roofs have become overloaded by that snow over the weekend in Wisconsin and caved in. Credit scores. Do you know yours? Credit reporting and the scores that borrowers are given play a key role in the lives of many Americans. The process can determine the interest rate you pay for car loans, mortgages, credit cards, can determine whether you get the loan at all. And starting this week, some consumers may have a higher credit score, an improved score, because the three major credit reporting companies are now excluding all tax liens from credit reports. That means some credit scores will be boosted by as much as 30 points. From This Week in Agribusiness, that egg recall you may have heard about involved a company here in the Midwest, but the eggs were produced in North Carolina, and most were headed to homes along the East Coast. Indiana-based Roseacre Farms, they are located at Seymour, Indiana, voluntarily recalled those eggs because of salmonella fears. Roseacre is the second largest producer of eggs in the United States. Many of you get to Florida quite often. Some of you have returned to the heartland after wintering in the Sunshine State. Some of you, I know, have homes there. And maybe you are aware of the python problem, especially what they've been dealing with in Collier County, Florida. USA Today has the story today of the python hunters, 20 of them, who've been at work over the past year. In that period of time, they have removed 922 pythons. Altogether, those weighed more than 15,000 pounds and have laid end to end. Those 922 pythons would stretch a mile and a quarter. Now, I don't know what your pest problem might be here in the heartland. Maybe spiders in the house, skunks under it, raccoons over it, coyotes wandering around it. Oh, none of that is good. But I would submit to you that all that pales by comparison to the pythons of Collier County, Florida. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.